on your calls at 20 after. I want to finish up on COINTELPRO. I know a lot of you called in before I got into COINTELPRO, but I'd like to get your take on what I've been covering. The White House head of information technology integrating with the cybersecurity czar, the former head quit saying it's a total takeover of free speech. He is calling in a Harvard/University of Chicago law school report for banning all free speech in America. And he says that the government says sunlight's bad. Anyone that says it's good, arrested. He actually says that we are the complete arbiters. 2 + 2 = 5. You don't agree with this guy, jail time. And if he can't get you that way, he says, go into these peaceful groups, call for violence to run off all the smart people. Hopefully we can set somebody up and get them some prison time. I mean, this is bold. This is chutzpah. This is mega, mega, mega bold. Oh, it's all been going on for decades. Much of it declassified, but to have them openly. Imagine if I came out and said, let's arrest anybody that doesn't agree with anything the government says. Let's arrest and ban and tax anybody that doesn't agree with us. Let's hire fake bloggers everywhere to put out lies about people. Let's infiltrate people's operations and political groups, and let's screw them up and ruin them. We're the government. We're the criminal. I mean, it's just so criminal. Just rabidly in your face. They're trying to make you capitulate. They're trying to break your back. But he says in the report, he says, we're scared. They're taking over. No one believes us. We've got to pose as conspiracy theorists to discredit everyone. We've got to put out ridiculous conspiracy theories and attack the real leadership, the real people. I'm the real thing. Do you have any discernment out there? Yes, most of you do. Who has fought for 14 years? When you talk to most people, who woke them up? When you talk to most people shattering the left-right paradigm, the left waking up to Obama, they will tell you, prisonplanet.com, infowars.com, Obama deception. I have studied history. I know how to beat these people. I'm just average intelligence, but I've studied history, and I'm willing to take on tyranny, folks. Okay? Because it's not because I have courage. I have survival instinct. Survival instinct. I mean, I know there's a lot of people that when some mugger comes up to them with a knife or a gun and says, give me your money, they crap their pants and give it up. I can't control myself. I got attempted mugged a few times growing up in Dallas, and I just instantly acted like I was going to go along with them and then beat the living daylights out of them. I mean, I can't help it. When somebody tries to attack me, I go after them. And that's how men always were. 100 years ago, I'd just be an average person. Today, I'm some kind of freak. What, some guy running the White House operation says arrest everybody that disagrees with anything the government says? I'm the bad man? No, people are waking up. They've gone too far. They're going, the White House says there's no global government, but Obama called for it. The White House says, don't worry, they don't want our guns. They've just introduced 15 bills that basically ban the Second Amendment. I mean, I got the bill right here. Why are you telling me it doesn't exist? It doesn't work anymore, you little spineless creature. It doesn't work anymore. We're not your property. We're not owned by you. You don't tell us what to think anymore. Your spell is broken. Your game of lies and fraud is over. Millions of people are awake. Millions more are awakening every month. And they're setting their jaw. They're baring their teeth. They're turning their souls on. The giant forges of liberty. The giant is energizing and rising. And there's a lot of us out here that don't care what you do to us in the end. All that matters is that you go down. All that matters is that you are defeated. And it's that spirit you're afraid of. You're afraid of that spirit, aren't you? The spirit of victory and freedom. stopping you, the parasite!
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD. See, that's 1-866-653-7333 today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thomas Jefferson once said, when the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
When we get FEMA training documents and FEMA training videos of local police, and I release these, this is on record, and the COINTELPRO goes into those YouTube videos and says this isn't real. They said my MIAC and Homeland Security report wasn't real. They said my secret documents that we released about how we were really in a level 6 flu pandemic, that the UN had already announced it internally. They still say that isn't real, even though it was later admitted that I was right. Again, they know this is a real source of info that actually reads their documents for coming up on 2 decades, been on air over 14 years, but studying for 16, 17 years. They know that I actually have their number. You know, these guys study 2-3 years to get their PhD after they're in propaganda and lies. I have an organic super PhD in how these criminals operate. I mean, I study them day in, day out with passion to know how they operate. And to watch a lot of you out there that aren't as sophisticated, who are just as smart as I am or smarter, but who haven't done the research, they know you're waking up in droves, and they want to turn you against other patriot movements. They want to confuse you, confound you, demonize the real leadership. When you see them demonizing people like Ron Paul, myself, and others, you know it is a COINTELPRO operation. Some of it's jealousy, but that's mainly repeaters, mockingbirds. That's why the CIA called their media operation Mockingbird in the 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s that got declassified in the church committee and others. It's called Mockingbird because they have key people in the media. And back then it wasn't even that many, just a few thousand, who then would put out this info, and then there were repeaters who would mockingbird it. And that's how they get the snowball going. It isn't even so much meant to hurt Alex Jones as to hurt you in your intellectual development and to keep you from ever becoming actually informed or effective, kind of falling into the whole issue of no significance soap opera of is it the Octurians or is it the green aliens or is it the Jews or is it the Catholics or is it, you know, the Merovingians or is it the Bagabugians? You know, it just goes on and on and on. And sure, of the real groups I named, every major power structure, they've infiltrated and taken it over. So all the Vatican's calling for world government. A lot of the people in Israel government is calling for world government. Europe's calling for world government. Mexico's calling for world government because they're all owned by the same big banks. And so they can, again, divide and conquer by making any movement against tyranny issue specific. So they can then divide people off against groups. Look, different religions and races of people, we can all kill each other later. But right now, we're trying to beat the New World Order. That's the big scientific dictatorship that uses human psychology against us. Again, they've written literally thousands of white papers bragging how they do it. In the 1920s, Edward Bernays, the nephew of Sigmund Freud, you know, top Department of War psych warfare expert. I mean, he's the guy that got women smoking cigarettes, bacon and eggs, everything you live under. He wrote two books bragging how they do all this to you. That was 80 years ago. On and on and on and on. All I'm asking you to do is to think for yourself, get outside the box, and get some discernment, and then take action yourself. You know you are good. You know listening that you're not COINTELPRO. Because that's how COINTELPRO works so well, is that once they cause all the infighting and division and problems, then everyone spends their time on that, and then you can't expand your organizations. Because any folks, I learned about COINTELPRO. I'd read about it and heard about it. But like in 96, 97, there'd be some old veteran. They were going to bulldoze his house and take it. So we'd go over there to try to get the bulldozers to stop and help him with the community. Joe Campana and plainclothes cops would walk on and say, Alex, we need to kill some judges in Austin. We need to. And I'd follow them out to their car, and it'd be an unmarked police car. And then I found out the local cops had been hired by the local realtors that wanted to steal that guy's property. And it just, you're like, how do they hire people this evil? And so they don't. Here's another great example of COINTELPRO. When I was in Denver, I said there were occasions that looked like, during the DNC in 2008, a year and a half ago, I said there were occasions that it looked like it was police as anarchists attacking other cops. And eyewitnesses said, yeah, we saw white vans, because we couldn't be everywhere. There were protests going on everywhere. White vans pulled up, Marines got out in uniforms, and openly in the doors changed into anarchist outfit. It later came out in the Denver Post. That was all true. It was all run by the Pentagon. They had FBI. They had military. Same thing in Seattle in 99. That came out in all the Seattle papers. It's in my film, Police State 2, The Takeover. And they had police attack other police in Denver. Confirmed. Confirmed. They did it in Ottawa a year and a half ago. Royal Mounted Police got caught attacking their own police so they could then demonize the peaceful families in suits and ties and with strollers. Look, the globalists see a couple thousand good-looking families out there in front of the news cameras protesting the Security Prosperity Partnership North American Union. And they immediately had cops come up and attack their own cops so they could attack the peaceful crowds and discredit those peaceful demonstrators. That's an example of COINTELPRO. And that's what the White House technologies are. That's what he's calling for, the Information Regulatory Affairs. He's calling for coming into our offices, into our operations, into our political movements, into our video and book store movements that are really hurting them because we're funding ourselves. They don't like us getting a little bit of power because for $1 that we get, we can do the equivalent of $1 million of what they do with lies. $1 of truth is better than $1 million of lies. Lies have to be reapplied over and over again. They fall apart. The truth gets stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger and builds a dynamic system. So think about the magnitude of what they've been caught. And every time I go to a big city and see provocateurs, I've seen it in Austin. We've seen it at the G20 with my crew up there. Every time I sit there and watch the film or in person when I'm there and I go, I can't believe they got their cops to do it too. I want to like the cops. I want to think you're not criminals. I want to give you the benefit of the doubt. But I know what's going on. Every city has groups of criminal cops, and it's normally special units. That's how they compartmentalize it. So the average cop hearing this goes, we don't do stuff like that, who go out and do this type of stuff. And it's so wrong. It's so evil. So, ladies and gentlemen, you know you're good. You know you're a leader. Start a website. Start doing YouTube videos. Start calling into talk radio. Start a local organization. You know, a military history enthusiast group. You want to train militarily. Or a land rights group. And I'll assure you, you want to find out about the New World Order. Don't be scared by this, though. Go with five of your buddies. Say you're going to meet in 2 weeks at the local library, and there will be one or two vicious foundation-hired thugs or FBI informants or FBI or defense intelligence there, and you'll just see them. They're soulless. They're slimy. They don't have a spirit of strength or honor. If you've got your discernment on, you'll immediately know who they are as soon as you see them. I mean, I have freaked these people out at events when I've been protesting, and they have a Navy SEAL or something walk behind us. And you can look at their body type, the look on their eye, the predatory stare that they're trying to hide. And I'll go, oh, so you're here from Northcom. I mean, you're, and they'll go, whatever, Jones, and just kind of, you know, get on down. I mean, this has happened to me over and over and over again. And they're always amazed that you immediately know them. But if you sit there, well, what's everybody want to talk about? Well, they're taking this old lady's land and this farm, and there's an environmental land grab going on through the local bank, and it's Agenda 21. I think we need to expose it. We need to go to city council next week. And one guy will stand up and go, I think we ought to bomb them with a neutron bomb. And they'll act all animated. And so the normal people there won't want to be involved. And if there's any fool that even jokes and goes, oh, yeah, you're going to prison. But what you do is you have a recorder at that first meeting. You go, oh, tell me more. And then you follow them out to their car. You photograph their car. And you say, I'm calling the police right now. Because if you just call the police without recording them, they'll say you called for the violence. And the cops will show up, look embarrassed, and the guy will kind of do a hand sound or whatever, and the cop will be like, what's going on here? And you're going to be dealing with a hardcore terrorist. These are government terrorists, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, you can't help an old man in Austin without him showing up, okay? Folks, COINTELPRO declassified admitted that they infiltrate mainline pro-war, pro-government churches. If the church is actually having real soup kitchens, they don't want anything that's community but government. They don't want strong communities. You actually try to help people with a real charity, they will shut you down in 10 seconds. But you steal every single dime of it and give political contributions, they'll show up at your door and say, we want to work with you robbing people. I mean, it's just... Don't you understand? Millions of criminals have worked out all these fancy scams. They're now in control of almost everything, and they know there's a mass awakening to them right now. So Homeland Security comes out in congressional testimony and says, we're just going to ban free speech in America and put taxes on alternative newspapers and infiltrate their groups and commit all these crimes. They're just out in the open because they have to come out in the open like it's normal to get their own spooks and their own informants and their own operatives to do it. So, again, what does the COINTELPRO document say? According to FBI records, COINTELPRO resources were expended on infiltrating, disrupting, marginalizing, and or subverting groups suspected of being subversive. I can't tell you how many times I've just gone to any political event and somebody calls you in the back room and says, psst, hey, we're going to that protest tomorrow. You might feel like you're under threat. I got a little submachine gun you can just have. Just take it. Just take it. And if I was dumb enough, oh, thanks for the submachine gun. Oh, yeah. It'd be on the news. Alex Jones was planning to kill with submachine gun. but they go further than that.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolife, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolife and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
Did you know that the dollar has lost 10% of its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Let's put this another way. Who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metal accounts, call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, Microplant Powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant Powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have Microplant Powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Ooh, Lordy, trouble so hard. Ooh, Lordy, trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Ooh, Lordy, trouble so hard. Ooh, Lordy, trouble so hard.
Look, I'm going to spend more time on the COINTELPRO in the days to come. We're going to have a lot more articles at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, but this is a big deal. This is why we can't ever organize marches or protests, because you go and the cops attack their own people and then attack you, the peaceful crowd, and the news blames old women and women with the baby carriages for what happened when it's the government. I'll never forget 5 years ago seeing footage out of Portland, Oregon that made me physically ill. It was a few thousand peaceful people against the war, and the police come out and surround them, and no one does, and the police say, move back, move back, move back. They are moving back, and the cops walk right over and spray a baby in a carriage right in the face, and the woman says, and the baby's on the edge of dying, having this pumped up their nose. She says, why did you do that to my baby? And he says, listen, you effing bleeper, you don't bring a baby to a protest. And they just beat the daylights out of those people. And guess what? They never went out and protested again. To where all that's left is 30 or 40 hired foundation thugs led by cops in anarchist outfits and a few meth head idiots that don't know it's a federal operation running around tumping over trash cans and lighting them on fire. So then the police can come in, and no one was resisting the police. So then they started going and finding women coming out of stores with grocery bags and police dogs attacking them because no one's allowed on the streets of Pittsburgh. And then going on the university at night, and the college students are out at the park, and they're like, cops are marching up, and they announce, no one's allowed on the streets day or night of Pittsburgh. Move back. They try to move back. The police had surrounded them. And they just run up to women on bikes, run in front of them, and just start beating them, blood spewing, as they just drive spikes in America's heart. And it's all a psych warfare test of those police. What will they do? What will they go along with? What will they accept? I have a message here to the COINTELPRO operatives in private corporations, in foundations, in government, in think tanks, and your camp followers. I have a message for you. When you lose everything you've got, when this country falls apart, when you're living in a living hell and we're worse than Mexico in a decade or so from now, maybe even sooner, I want you to remember when the system you served rapes you financially, physically, economically, societally, spiritually. I want you to remember you thought this was all cute and fun, because there's a lot of weak people in this country and worldwide who serve evil. They think darkness is power. They think skulls and death and the trappings and torture is cool. It's a spirit. It's a mindset. They think Jack Bauer's cool, torturing innocent people every episode to get answers, torturing kids in front of their parents. Homeland Security admitted that was their own propaganda promotion. You are being bathed, baptized in hell. You're only alive once. And I'm telling you, it's not too late for you to turn back. It's not too late for you to have integrity. It's not too late for you to blow the whistle. And that's why the globalists are inoculating against whistleblowers now. That's why they come out in white papers now, and Gary Hart says, yeah, we stage terror attacks in America. That's why the government declassifies, yeah, we staged the Gulf of Tonkin, we staged other terror attacks. That's why they come out and say, yeah, we're going to infiltrate groups, get them to commit crimes. Yeah, we're going to ban free speech, just so it loses its power. See, I tell you, they're going to start trying to restrict free speech. You laughed at me 5 years ago. But now it's like, okay, well, maybe we need to ban free speech. Because at a subconscious level, you're afraid of those tyrants. You're afraid of those authority figures. You can't imagine saying no to a bully. And so you engage in Crime Stop that George Orwell talked about, where the tyranny is upon you. You're facing the tyranny. And he wrote about that in nonfiction essays. He wrote more nonfiction than he wrote fiction. A member of the Imperial Secret Police in India, a communist brigade leader, a propagandist at BBC. I mean, he was high level, folks. And he finally figured out, my God, they control the left and right. My God, it's a priesthood of power. It's a priesthood of psychopaths that like to torture people. And they play us all off against each other. And Big Brother is bombing Airstrip 1 to keep society in degradation and fear. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, these psychopaths weave a web. Like certain species of spiders weave a certain web. And we know the web they're spinning, and now the web's done. We're like, this is the most hardcore, vicious form of tyranny ever seen. Red alert, we've seen it. They're openly announcing it's evil. They're openly announcing they plan to arrest everybody and start killing people. They openly write textbooks about how they want to exterminate at least 80% of the population. Red alert, red alert, red alert, red alert, red alert, red alert, red alert. I mean, this is red alert, red alert. We know who this is. We know what it is.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food, and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Group so that other people don't affiliate with it and come together with a unified culture of liberty. They want to taint the culture of liberty by mixing all sorts of untasteful stuff in with it. Now, I'm going to go to your calls, John, Stephanie, Steve, John, and Brian, but I promised myself to play this today. It's 8 minutes long. This is a brief history of what the Star Spangled Banner really stands for. What is America really about? And think how far we've come from the land of liberty and bravery and strength and honor to a country where they demonize our founders and what this nation's really all been about. That's another COINTELPRO. Our country isn't perfect, but it's been the best we've ever seen. Those founding ideas changed the world. Now ancient tyranny is coming back and replacing the flower of the Renaissance, what happened here in 1776. And what you're about to hear is the true story on record of what the Star Spangled Banner really stands for and what those people did for that symbol of liberty and why we cherish our flag. The flag symbolizes the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence. It symbolizes free humanity. And if we had 1 ounce of what those men and women had then, we would have never turned into this society. But we became decadent. We became wicked. We bought into corruption. We need to rediscover the founding documents and breathe life into it. And that is starting to happen. So here is the true story of the Star Spangled Banner, our national anthem, what it really stands for. It's now been expropriated. It's been taken by the media, taken by the government, used to sell their wars, their lies, their frauds. When George Washington said, never invade another country, don't get involved in foreign entanglements. Our own troops die of DU, having their health care cut, but the government always wraps themselves in the troops' heroism. Again, ladies and gentlemen, break your conditioning, wake up, make the choice, choose sides in life. You're only alive once. Join the battle for the Republic and free humanity worldwide. We are starting to have victories. The enemy hates that. They want us to think they're invincible, that we will be assimilated. Here it is, the true story of the Star Spangled Banner. The Star Spangled Banner. What does it really stand for?
There was a lawyer once. His name was Francis Scott Key. He penned a song that I'm sure you're aware of. You've seen it. It's in most hymnals throughout our churches. It's called the National Anthem. It is our song as an American. We go, however, to a ball game. We stand in our church services and we sing the words of that song, and they float over our minds and our lips, and we don't even realize what we're singing. Most of us have memorized it as a child, but we've never really thought about what it means. Let me tell you a story. Francis Scott Key was a lawyer in Baltimore. The colonies were engaged in vicious conflict with the mother country, Britain. Because of this conflict and the protractedness of it, they had accumulated prisoners on both sides. The American colonies had prisoners and the British had prisoners. And the American government initiated a move. They went to the British and they said, let us negotiate for the release of these prisoners. They said, we want to send a man out to discuss this with you. They were holding the American prisoners in boats about 1,000 yards offshore. And they said, we want to send a man by the name of Francis Scott Key. He will come out and negotiate to see if we can make a mutual exchange. On the appointed day, in a rowboat, he went out to this boat and he negotiated with the British officials. And they reached a conclusion that men could be exchanged on a one-for-one basis. Francis Scott Key, jubilant with the fact that he'd been successful, went down below in the boats, and what he found was a cargo hold full of humanity, men. And he said, men, I've got news for you tonight. You're free. He said, tonight I have negotiated successfully your return to the colonies. He said, you'll be taken out of this boat, out of this filth, out of your chains. As he went back up on board to arrange for their passage to the shore, the admiral came and he said, we have a slight problem. He said, we will still honor our commitment to release these men, but it'll be merely academic after tonight. It won't matter. And Francis Scott Key said, what do you mean? He said, well, Mr. Key, he said, tonight we have laid an ultimatum upon the colonies. Your people will either capitulate and lay down the colors of that flag that you think so much of, or you see that fort right over there, Fort Henry? He said, we're going to remove it from the face of the earth. He said, how are you going to do that? He said, if you will, scan the horizon of the sea. And as he looked, he could see hundreds of little dots. And he said, that's the entire British war fleet. He said, all of the gunpowder, all of the armament is being called upon to demolish that fort. It will be here within striking distance in a matter of about 2.5 hours. He said, the war is over. These men would be free anyway. He said, you can't shell that fort. He said, that's a large fort. He said, it's full of women and children. He says, it's predominantly not a military fort. They said, don't worry about it. They said, we've left them a way out. He said, what's that? He said, do you see that flag way up on the rampart? He said, we have told them that if they will lower that flag, the shelling will stop immediately. And we'll know that they've surrendered, and you'll now be under British rule. Francis Scott Key went down below and told the men what was about to happen. And they said, how many ships? He said, hundreds. The ships got closer. Francis Scott Key went back up on top and he said, men, I'll shout down to you what's going on as we watch. As twilight began to fall, and as the haze hung over the ocean as it does at sunset, suddenly the British war fleet unleashed. He says the sound was deafening. There were so many guns that there were no reliefs. He said it was absolutely impossible to talk or hear. He said suddenly the sky, although dark, was suddenly lit. And he says from down below, all he could hear the men, the prisoners, saying was, tell us where the flag is. What have they done with the flag? Is the flag still flying over the rampart? Tell us. 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours into the shelling. Every time the bomb would explode and it would be close to the flag, they could see the flag in the illuminated red glare of that bomb. And Francis Scott Key would report down to the men below, it's still up. It's not down. The admiral came and he said, your people are insane. He said, what's the matter with them? He said, don't they understand this is an impossible situation? Francis Scott Key said he remembered what George Washington had said. He said, the thing that sets the American Christian apart from all other people in the world is he will die on his feet before he'll live on his knees. The admiral said, we have now instructed all of the guns to focus on the rampart to take that flag down. He said, we don't understand something. Our reconnaissance tells us that that flag has been hit directly again and again and again, and yet it's still flying. We don't understand that. But he said, now we're about to bring every gun for the next 3 hours to bear on that point. Francis Scott Key said the barrage was unmerciful. All that he could hear was the men down below praying. The prayer. God, keep that flag flying where we last saw it. Sunrise came. He said there was a heavy mist hanging over the land, but the rampart was tall enough. There stood the flag, completely nondescript, in shreds. The flagpole itself was at a crazy angle, but the flag was still at the top. Francis Scott Key went aboard and immediately went into Fort Henry to see what had happened. And what he found had happened was that that flagpole and that flag had suffered repetitious direct hits. And when hit had fallen. But men, fathers, who knew what it meant for that flag to be on the ground, although knowing that all of the British guns were trained on it, walked over and held it up humanly until they died. Their bodies were removed and others took their place. Francis Scott Key said what held that flagpole in place at that unusual angle were patriots' bodies. He penned the song, oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming. For the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that the flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet fly and wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave? The debt was demanded. The price, it was paid.
All right, folks. Now, look at what our country's turned into now. A operations base for criminal offshore banks to export tyranny worldwide and enslave us here at home, with government COINTELPRO saying that if you don't want socialist health care, you're a racist. That's COINTELPRO playing that against people, creating racial division, infiltrating groups, trying to radicalize them, trying to get people to commit acts of violence so they can put them in prison, openly saying they want to restrict our free speech that our forefathers fought and died for. This is outrageous. We, the patriots, the constitutionalists, we're the good guys. We're trying to save the republic. And anybody that stands against that, anybody that calls for abolishing the Bill of Rights, which they're doing right now, is a treasonous, traitorous, larcenist enemy of humanity. Period. Period. Now, here is Steve Voss and his rendition of the Star Spangled Banner, now that you know what it really stands for. And that's why with COINTELPRO, they demonized our country's history so they could replace it with the New World Order. That's why they hate our founders. Here it is.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight for the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the Star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave. Oh, say,
globalists don't teach in schools or anywhere else why the Star-Spangled Banner is so important. What we saw, the type of valiant activity at the Alamo, was the tail end of the true flower of our republic, but it can bloom again. And I want you guys to cue it up to the front of that video, the start of the video we played with the George Washington quote. I want to read that here on air for people to understand what the costs are and where we came from and what we are, and our responsibility to turn this around and to fix it. I have FEMA on video calling George Washington an evil terrorist. This is an alien, evil group of corrupt people that hate our country, that are in control of this nation. And it's our right and our responsibility as the Declaration of Independent States to stand against them and to speak out against them and to expose them for the illegitimate criminals they are. They're doing everything they can to demonize the American people right now, to demonize true Americanism, true freedom, but it's not going to work. It's not going to happen. The spirit of freedom is rising. Did you guys find that George Washington quote? I want to put it up on screen for people, and I want to read it here on air before we go to break. Because George Washington boiled it all down. Why this nation was able to be founded, why we were able to persevere. And so I say to everybody out there, if you didn't know why the Star Spangled Banner is so special, that's another example of how you've been robbed of your true history and who you really are. And it's in rediscovering who we really are that we can defeat this new world order. And that's the bottom line, ladies and gentlemen. The thing that sets the American Christian apart from all other people in the world is he will die on his feet before he will live on his knees, George Washington. Again, the thing that sets the American Christian apart from all other people in the world is that he will die on his feet before he will live on his knees. And that's what you saw from the true story of the Star Spangled Banner. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
I say I will, but I apologize to the callers this hour. We'll write down your first name if you want. You can go to the head of the line tomorrow. Everybody holding John, Stephanie, Stephen, John, Brian, and others. I just ran out of time today. And here in the last 5 minutes, I had four stacks of news I never got to. In the first 2 hours, I covered a lot of key news. I didn't even cover all the COINTELPRO angles I wanted to. It's so outrageous what the White House czar saying they're going to shut down free speech. I mean, they're openly saying, and then they're doing it. I mean, they're coming for everybody's freedom. They said they want to arrest me and others. I mean, this is so outrageous. And then I've got articles like this. I already knew this 10 years ago, but to see the Huffington Post reporting it of all places, that's good. Because, you know, your Democratic Party or Republican Party affiliation doesn't matter at the end of the day if you die. I've had top genetic engineers on who were making millions of dollars and were happy, and then they would come back and say, half the rats we feed this corn or potato to are dying. It's causing birth defects in all the baby mice. This is different varieties I'm talking about. And every major GMO crop has been proven in the studies done by the companies. They know what it's doing. And it always attacks fertility. It's being done by design. And if it's a byproduct that half the honeybees die because they eat the pollen of it, so be it. Put that back on screen, guys. Monsanto GMO corn linked to organ failure study reveals. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, I see all the numbers of Crohn's disease and organ failure and all these blood cancers. They're all up a couple thousand percentage points on average. I mean, I know everybody I know in the office has had a girlfriend at 25 almost die or die of cancer, or their, you know, their 30-year-old brother dying of Crohn's, and the news is saying melamine and milk is good for you now, and mercury's good for you. And sunlight's bad for you. I mean, you know, these people are out of their minds. They're just practicing insanity. Monsanto, GMO, corn linked to organ failure study reveals. I wanted to cover this last. What's your reaction? In a study released by the International Journal of Biological Sciences, there's no more prestigious, analyzing the effects of genetically modified foods on mammalian, that's mammals, that's us, research found that agricultural giant Monsanto's GM in corn is linked to organ damage in rats. According to the study, which was summarized by the Randy at Fort Freedom, three varieties of Monsanto GM corn, MON863, insecticide-producing MON810, and Roundup herbicide-absorbing NK603, were approved for consumption by the U.S., European, and several other national food safety authorities because they own the government. And then it goes into the major studies showing that effects were mostly concentrated in the kidney and liver function, the two major diet detoxification organs, and the detail differed for each GM type. And then it goes into the massive statistic damage to the organs. Folks, this is the same corn variety that when the bees eat it, eat the pollen, they go die. Why? Monsanto said, well, we'll make it 5,000 times stronger, this naturally occurring pesticide that's in corn. We'll make it, develop it inside the corn, at, depending on the variety, 1,000 to 5,000 times the level, and then you eat a pesticide. It's a fungus pesticide. A little bit of it grows on corn. It doesn't do anything to you. And they know what it's doing. And I'm the conspiracy theorist. I'm bad. I need to be arrested. I need to have them infiltrate my office and set me up and send me to prison, according to the White House. On record, we're all evil. Because we don't want our kids dying. And the feds, what, 2 years ago passed a law where they can say something's organic now when it's not? I mean, cops are drinking the fluoride. You're giving your kids this stuff. You still love the system. Same thing with all you bureaucrats. You get what you deserve. But those of us that are awake, we don't deserve it. We don't want your poison. We don't want to be sterilized. Great job, crew. Retransmission starts now. Infowars.com. The resistance will continue.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.